Ashiq had disapproved of Jag's idea of several different stages for the battle. The Chiss's plan, sensible and sound but unimaginative, had been to simply amass every vessel Fel had at its disposal, have them all emerge together, and cripple Dala's fleet as quickly as possible. Jag had disagreed.
"I need to break her," he said. "And her moffs as well. Put her off balance. I need to humiliate her in front of them. We've got many things that will surprise her when she sees them, and possibly shock more moffs than Gatels to join against her once they materialize."
"Psychological warfare,"
Tahiri had said, listening.
"Smart. Intimidate them enough fast enough, and you won't have to kill as many of them. Not even Dala, which is the whole point."
"Exactly.
I do not trust Gatels,"
Ashiq had said, frowning.
"I don't actually trust him either, per se," Jag had said. "But he knows wisdom when he sees it, and he certainly has motivation."
It had worked beautifully at first. The Empire of the Hand, Gatel's betrayal, the Bloodfin, and now Jag himself emerging, ready for battle.
And then, the Beradium missiles had all hit home.
Now, the Galad Pelion was nothing more than a death trap. The Empire Maker had been identified as Drickle Lesserson's ship, and obviously he knew what he was doing. The missiles had struck exactly where they would cause the most damage, and everyone was scrambling for the starfighters, corvettes, and freighters, as well as the escape pods. The ships that could fight would. Others would be picked up by the Bloodfin, still engaged with Dala's forces. Jag, Tahiri, and Ashiq raced toward one of the hangars. Smoke had already clouded the air, and an alarm whooped at an eardrum-shattering timber. All three of them had managed to grab air masks, pressing them tightly over their faces as their booted feet rang on the metal plating of the Pelion. Many of the ships had already departed, but several yet remained. Those who did not make it onto a ship would use escape pods. Ruthless as Dala was, Jag could not imagine her destroying those. For one thing, it would be a waste of firepower, as they had no weapons. There were 11 TIE defenders remaining.
"That's our best bet,"
Ashiq said. Jag nodded. The things were older, but they were fast, maneuverable, and could handle fire from multiple enemies. Two, each ship could carry only one being. More targets made it more likely that they would all survive to rendezvous.
"I better see you on the Bloodfin, Tahiri,"
Jag said as he climbed up into the ball cockpit of the Defender.
"You've still got a trial to attend. I won't take coming under fire by Dala as an excuse for you to miss your court date."
The blonde woman flashed him a quick grin.
"I know my parole rules," she said.
"Sir,"
said Ashiq. There was a tone in his voice that made Jag's head whip around to regard his bodyguard and friend intently.
"Remember, these ships have a hyperdrive."
Jag knew what Ashiq meant. That if it looked as if Jag wasn't going to be able to fight his way to safety, he should drop out of the battle. Jag nodded, conveying his understanding, but not his agreement with Ashik's unspoken suggestion. This was his battle, his place. He was not about to run.